This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of migrant children have been welcomed by the Biden administration and given to caretakers in the United States as part of the government's program for unaccompanied minors. But no one in the administration knows what's happened to them. The agency in charge will not answer questions about efforts to keep track of these vulnerable children. The Department of Health and Human Services has denied media requests for information about how many kids have gone through the system since President Biden took office. Top Republicans say they hope to find middle ground on some of the White House's top priority issues, including President Biden's infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. While speaking to reporters after the meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he and other congressional leaders agreed to work on defining what infrastructure is. He said, quote, "I think I'm safe in saying there is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome," end quote. Well, we've made it through another week. Welcome to Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some interesting facts about the Biden administration's Justice Department. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is acknowledging that the Justice Department is prioritizing prosecuting those who participated in the January 6th on the U.S. Capitol over those who rioted and looted during last summer's social justice demonstrations. Garland also saying those zeroing in on the Capitol Hill rioters has not deterred the Justice Department from focusing on other crimes. He also assured lawmakers that the Justice Department isn't prioritizing prosecutions based on ideology. The Justice Department has filed federal charges against more than 300 people stemming from last summer's protests against police brutality. In contrast, federal arrests in the U.S. Capitol attack have surpassed 430.
The Department of Justice says it will not pursue criminal charges against the police officer who fatally shot unarmed Ashley Babbitt participating in the January 6th occupation of the U.S. Capitol. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry admits buying Chinese solar panels by forced labor manufacturing is probably not in the best interest of the United States. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
U.S. Special Envoy on Climate John Kerry acknowledged on Wednesday that obtaining solar panels from China is a problem given the forced labor reported in the area and China's strength in the market. During a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas asked Kerry about ensuring that the U.S. climate strategy won't involve buying solar panels produced from forced labor.
It is a problem. Xinjiang province not only produces some of the solar panels that we believe are being, in some cases, produced in forced labor by Uyghurs, but also there are a significant amount of rare earth mineral that's used in the solar panels themselves. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is right now in the process of assessing whether or not that will be the target of sanctions.
Nearly 80% of the solar panels installed in the United States are from Chinese companies. In 2019, U.S. made solar panels hit a 10-year high of nearly 20% of the market share. Preakness horse racing officials said this week they are allowing Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit to enter Saturday's race. The colt failed a drug test after winning the Kentucky Derby. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? I'll tell you, do not lose heart in doing good. Stay the course, okay? Good always wins over evil, and what's in the balance here is a great American idea. The God hand, his divine providential hand has been upon this country from the very beginning. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, meanwhile, I want to bring on our next guest, Stephen Meyer, New York Times bestselling author of Darwin's Doubt. His new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, three significant, or I should say scientific discoveries, revealing the mind behind the universe. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on Darwin, if we can, because I think that he is so misunderstood, maybe in part because what he laid out was a theory. And after his passing, or shortly thereafter, I mean, it was kind of like a gift to atheists. They thought, okay, well, this can be saleable. And but he even himself, to be an honest scientist, said, look, if what you find to, you know, in further studies and you find this to be wrong, well, then it's wrong, you know. But, I don't think that he went on his deathbed, you know, as an ideologue over his theory, did he?
Well, in my last book, Darwin's Doubt, I actually talk about a doubt that he had about the adequacy of his own theory, which was he was aware that there were these massive explosion of new animal life in a period of time that we now call the Cambrian period, mm-hmm. and below which the new animal forms that arose, there were no ancestral intermediate forms of the kind that you would expect or that he expected to be there if his theory were true. Now, he never disavowed his theory. He thought it was true, but he recognized that it was inadequate in its ability to explain this sudden explosion or abrupt appearance of these major new forms of animal life. And that mystery has only become more acute over time since then. So I think you're right. He wasn't an ideologue. But he also didn't know everything we know today.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's interesting, again, kind of like what we've got going on today, everything is a narrative. And that you get a little piece of the truth, and next thing you know, it's all embellished and everything else. And the situation that, at least in my studies of Darwin, is that, you know, more was written about him and more, you know, supposed in terms of things that he really didn't say. It just reminds me of, I remember in Bobby Kennedy's eulogy, Teddy Kennedy said, we need to be careful not to make him greater in death than he was in life. And I think that with Darwin, there's a little bit of that that came into play, do you think?
Well, I have a friendly debating partner that I've done some debates with named Michael Ruse, who's written an important book. He's a staunch Darwinist himself, but he says that for many scientists, Darwinism has become a kind of secular religion.
Yes,
and
it has.
I think that helps account for some of the spit and vinegar you get when you raise scientific questions about the adequacy of the theory.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Darwin didn't know about that we know about today is that that life at its foundation is has digital information in it. Mm-hmm. That the DNA molecule that Watson and Crick discovered or elucidated in 1953 literally stores code. Richard Dawkins, the great scientific atheist in Britain, acknowledges that it's a machine code. Bill Gates mm-hmm. says it's like a computer program, but much more complex than anyone that we've ever created.
Correct.
And we know that code comes from programmers, and we know that information more generally always arises from an intelligent source, whether we're talking about a hieroglyphic inscription or a paragraph in a book or information transmitted over a radio signal. Information arises from an intelligence, and we now know that to build a new form of life or to build life in the first place, information was required.
Mm-hmm.
And that suggests the activity of a designing mind in the origin and the history of life. And this is something Darwin didn't know about, but it points powerfully to the idea of a designing intelligence behind life, not a merely undirected, unguided process of the kind that he devised in The Origin of Species.
Stephen, if I can take a little bit of a leap here, if it's okay with you, you mentioned code in our DNA, and God in his intelligent design, I know there are still some people that would rather not want to consider that, but that's okay. I choose to believe that God is the creator of the universe, and everything I read and study about God, it blows me away. Every time we fold back another layer of the onion skin and you get a deeper reality of who God Almighty is and how he put this world together, it's not by theory. It is all very specific and exact. And here we are right now. I mean, you talk about code, and I want to bring in what we're dealing with right now in terms of COVID vaccinations. And what these scientists have done is, if I understand this in my own neophyte way here, maybe you can enlighten me further, is that they are, playing with some of that DNA code with this vaccine, are they not?
Well, actually, not the DNA. What they've done,
the RNA.
They've used RNA to... Right. Trigger an immune response to a portion of the virus, the part that builds the spike protein. But the spike protein by itself is not sufficient to infect us, and so it's a very clever use of genetic information to trigger an immune response. But this underscores what's going on inside cells. And we talk about DNA all the time. We talk about it with, criminal forensics and everything else we're used to, but we've kind of become inured to really stunning in what's been discovered in molecular biology in the last half of the 20th century and into our new century. And that at the foundation of life, we have information stored in a digital form in these amazing molecules, and that the information is part of a larger information storage, transmission, and processing system that makes even the very simplest life on Earth possible. So the Darwinian idea was that we could go from simple to complex.
Mm-hmm.
But the very simplest things are complex on the order of an automated factory that is run by digital information, something like our CAD-CAM technology, computer-assisted design and manufacture that we use in, say, airplane factories or automobile factories. This is what's going on a miniaturized scale inside cells, and it's simply implausible to think that it arose from undirected chemical reactions in a prebiotic soup.
Yeah, especially with modern technology, there's no wonder. I mean, the timing of your book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, is so perfect because, scientists are asking questions. And you either have to take a Big Bang sort of leap into how this all came about, or you transition and go, well, why couldn't there be a God who has designed this, some divine intelligence?
Well, we see evidence for it at every scale, not only in the microcosm of inside the cell, but also in the structure of the universe itself. The physicists have discovered something that they call fine-tuning, which is the idea that the basic parameters of physics have very precise values against all odds, that make life possible. And one of the great astrophysicists of the 20th century, Sir Fred Hoyle, early in his career, a staunch atheist, came to a kind of theistic position, saying that the evidence we have, the common sense interpretation of the evidence we have, suggests that a super intellect has monkeyed with
this. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Over a year ago, the Tide Ministry branched into Pakistan, and we're blessed to be working with ministry partners who are dedicated to our mission of spreading Jesus' love. Pakistan is a difficult place to share the gospel. The government often fails to protect Christians from religious persecution, so many are afraid to share the gospel, and many more are afraid to embrace it. One ministry partner is combating this fear by covertly encouraging his neighbors to listen to the Tide Ministry gospel broadcasts and to connect and learn more by texting or calling his cell phone. By communicating through a private cell phone, listener calls or texts can't be traced back to the Christian program. This can help listeners feel more comfortable reaching out to the Tide Discipleship team. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Christian Independent. The way we come to you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Stephen Myers with us, who received his PhD from the University of Cambridge in the philosophy of science. He directs the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute in Seattle, authored the New York Times bestseller, Darwin's Doubt and Signature in the Cell. Wow. And we're talking about his new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, Three Scientific Discoveries Revealing the Mind Behind the Universe. And these three scientific discoveries are the motivation, it would seem, Stephen, for the return of this God hypothesis.
Right. Well, we hear from, you were talking about narratives, and, you know, we hear from so many of the prominent spokespeople for science, Bill Nye, the science guy, Richard Dawkins, Lawrence Krauss, others who are avowed atheists, and they've published a number of books in the genre known as the New Atheism. They tell us that science properly understood undermines belief in God. But in fact, and this is the argument of the book, there have been at least three great discoveries about the origin of the universe and the origin of life that point in a theistic friendly direction. They seem to have theistic implications. And I was talking before the break about one of those, which is the discovery of the fine-tuning of the universe. That is to say that the fundamental properties of the universe, the strength of the basic forces like gravitation and electromagnetism, the masses of the elementary particles, the quarks and the electrons, all of these different parameters are just right. They fall within very fine and improbable limits that make it possible for life to exist. And many of the physicists who have discovered these have recognized that the common sense interpretation of this evidence is that there was a fine tuner.
And climate is all part of this as well, right?
Well, our biosphere is a beautifully balanced system that has many different elements that all work together that make life possible. And there's fine tuning at the cosmic level. Of the basic parameters of physics, but also in our planetary system, one of our astronomers, Guillermo Gonzalez, has pioneered a concept called the galactic habitable zone, and also, which is to say that our solar system is in just the right place in the galaxy to allow for life, but our planet is in just the right place in the solar system to allow for life. We have the right axial tilt, the right distance from the sun. We've got a big planet outside. In the outer part of the solar system, Jupiter, that sweeps up asteroids and protects us. It's an amazing set of coincidences that make life possible at all.
Stephen, you know, at the core of all this is the pursuit of truth. You know, with all due respect for Bill Nye, the alleged science guy, I mean, and especially in this time when we are so sensitive and, you know, we want to be respectful of science, as you mentioned in the previous segment, you know, we give a lot of credence to science, you know, people of science, but if they're not good at what they do, if they're giving you false evidence, I mean, it's kind of like one of the training modules that I used to train in, and talking about competence, is that, you know, at the very heart of who we are, we have this desire to be good at what we do. And I think that's one of the qualities in choosing, you know, a pathway for your life and, you know, things that you want to choose as a career and that sort of thing. So, in other words, if you're a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, that's probably not your gig. And what's happened in some cases is we've elevated science to be almost godlike, and we want to believe them. And, you know, like right now, what we've recently gone through, the scientists, so-called, where's the truth in all this? I mean,
I think that the key distinction is between science as evidence, the scientific evidence, and the theories that we sometimes concoct, if you will.
Yeah.
We were talking about Darwinism. Darwinian evolution is a theory about the evidence, but we now have evidence that Darwin was partially unaware of or completely unaware of that casts the question of the origins of life in a very different light indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. I'm talking about.
Hang on just a second. Can we correct that? Can we publish a correction? You know, if Darwin was alive today, knowing what we know today, what would Darwin's theory look like?
Well, it's a good question. You ask an interesting one, because I published a paper at the Smithsonian's top biology journal, the Proceedings for the Biological Society of Washington, and arguing that the Cambrian explosion of animal life provided powerful evidence for intelligent design.
Mm-hmm.
And the editor who allowed the paper to go through peer review, and it was peer reviewed and it was approved,
yeah,
then was persecuted by colleagues at the Smithsonian Institution and eventually had to leave. At one point, there were meetings that were so heated that one of his colleagues told him, please don't come. I can't guarantee your personal safety. So
wow,
there has been this pushback against mm-hmm. critique of theories that have become almost sacrosanct within the scientific community. And another one of these theories.
See, again, that drives me nuts there. And I'm sorry, Stephen, to interrupt you again, getting on the steel. It's a theory, okay? It's not even, we had a former president refer to, you know, climate science as a fact. Well, that's not even a term that you use in science. I mean, it becomes the law because it's proven, you know, like the law of gravity. But you don't go around and say it's a fact, do you, when you're talking in scientific terms?
Well, there are agreed facts. The question is, how do we interpret them? And a healthy mm-hmm. science allows competing interpretations of the facts at hand. And science, in fact, there's a great philosopher of science in Italy named Marcello Pera, who says that science advances as scientists argue about how to interpret the evidence. There must be an open climate for argumentation back and
Amen.
Forth, or else science will be thwarted. And so when scientists talk about settled science or consensus, they typically there typically isn't one, because you only invoke consensus or settled science when there's dissenting scientific opinion that you want to squelch.
Yes, yes, exactly. In much the same language, little twist of what we have today with the cancel culture, and in the process we render ourselves stupid, what Jordan Peterson says, you know, which is quite insightful.
Some of the advocates of intelligent design, very prominent scientists in their own right, were some of the first victims of the cancel culture. So if you want to know more about that, let us know. We can give you a little bit of an insight into how that works.
Well, yes. Well, we're seeing it. We're living with it right now. And what I'm concerned with, Stephen, and I'm so grateful for you coming on in this book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, is because we need to have this open conversation to where we can, you know, be all the better for it. I mean, because at the very core of all this, as you say, the design of the planet, all these things, the tweaking and adjusting that the planet naturally does, the thing that's consistent with it, as you said, it's about life. God is life. The Jewish culture says, you know, God is life. And everything about, you know, God and what he creates is about life. Sadly, we are in this experience that we deal with here in this mortal world that I believe grieves God, because it's out of his character. It's out of his intent, ultimately, for us to be living in a world that is predicated on life totally and is not compromised with evil and death.
Well, and the more we've learned about life, especially at in the inner recesses of the cell, where we mm-hmm. thought in the 19th century, one of Darwin's colleagues, Thomas Henry Huxley, said the cell was a homogeneous globule of undifferentiated protoplasm, something like Jell-O was the concept.
Right, exactly.
And now we've learned that it has an immense integrated and informational complexity that screams design. It bears all the hallmarks of a design system. Again, information in our experience is the hallmark of mind. It's something that minds produce. And yet mm-hmm. we now know that at the foundation of life, we don't just have matter and energy. We have information, and that needs to be accounted for.
It is ineffable, as C.S. Lewis would say, really, when you pause and you consider it. It is absolutely mind-blowing. As another said, I've never met a mere mortal. When you think about all these intrinsic designs and how God has put us together, boy, Stephen, you're really special. You know that?
Well, you're special for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. And back to your other concept, it's science is evidence that supports the intelligent design and the God hypothesis, even if there are scientific theories that deny it.
Well, Stephen, there's so much more that you and I can talk. We've got to continue this conversation because we barely touch. And that's what I was concerned about going into this, is that there's so much depth to this. And, you know, I just I hope our audience, I'm sure they were, you know, blessed by what it is that you had to share. And, of course, they can read about it in your book, The Return of the God Hypothesis. It'll be linked at our website.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of migrant children have been welcomed by the Biden administration and given to caretakers in the United States as part of the government's program for unaccompanied minors. But no one in the administration knows what's happened to them. The agency in charge will not answer questions about efforts to keep track of these vulnerable children. The Department of Health and Human Services has denied media requests for information about how many kids have gone through the system since President Biden took office. Top Republicans say they hope to find middle ground on some of the White House's top priority issues, including President Biden's infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. While speaking to reporters after the meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he and other congressional leaders agreed to work on defining what infrastructure is. He said, quote, "I think I'm safe in saying there is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome," end quote. Well, we've made it through another week. Welcome to Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Jordan Goodman, Yes, America's Money Answers Man. Okay, so what do you got up your sleeve today, Mr. Jordan?
Inflation. We had a much
I was wondering. I was wondering why you were looking like Popeye. You got both your arms are all swelled up with inflation.
Everything is swollen up. Yeah, people were expecting 0.2% growth in prices, and it was 0.8%, four times what people had expected, a 4.2% annual rate. We're seeing gas prices going up sharply, sometimes because of this Colonial Pipeline shutdown. But in general,
closing XL Pipeline didn't help either. So
that's right.
Get all these things.
That's right. So the disruptions in that is causing, literally, we're getting lines around gas stations now. Somebody said that the price of gas went up 50 cents. From $2.50 to $3 immediately. Mm-hmm. So prices going up and shortages, it's almost feeling like the late 1970s.
Right. It's kind of amazing. It's because, you know, here they are charging us for gas that was already in their pipes at the old price, but... You know, we're going to go ahead based on projection. We're going to let the consumer take a hit in 50 cents overnight because that gas, you know, they haven't paid for that gas yet, but we're paying for it now.
Well, the way I always like to put it, Bill, is when you fill up your car with gas, you're not paying for the gas that's going in your car. You're paying for the gas to replace the gas going in your car. You see? So right. You're paying for the next shipment, basically. And now the next shipment's going to cost them a lot more, and it's going to be more difficult to get. So gasoline, other commodities, copper, wheat, corn, all going up dramatically. Mm-hmm. And the Federal Reserve doesn't seem to care. They really don't.
Help me understand. Yeah, help me understand this tutorial regarding gas. What it is we've got the fuel there. It's getting it transported, right? And so there's going to be increased costs there. So it's not like we have no fuel to begin with. We have it. It's locked in these pipelines right now because the software, some old Microsoft software, which Bill Gates has got to be celebrating, so maybe he'll claim that as some sort of deduction in his divorce proceedings with Melinda.
But
there's always good news. You just sometimes you have to wait for it.
No, this was some Russian or East European mafia gang just doing ransomware, and they held this Colonial Pipeline up for ransom, basically, and said, if you don't pay us millions of dollars in Bitcoin, we're going to close your whole system down. So they closed it down to prevent further damage. This is going to be continuing to happen, and it's really disrupting our real everyday lives.
This has been going on for the last 10 years. I mean, it's like, what, people can't figure this out? I mean, you know, when I was in Southern California, this was happening to hospitals all the time.
Right.
Their information was being hijacked, held for ransom. They'd pay anywhere up to $20,000 to finally get it released. And now here you've got bigger players. They've gotten better at it.
Entire cities. The city of Atlanta got hit.
And the thing is, you know, it's amazing because they say, oh, it's that black market. Well, you know, in Russia, and they say, well, it's not this black market. It's the black market. You know, it's like, please.
But this is affecting people, and I think we're going to have more of this. So anyway, the point is that inflation is now much, much hotter than people expected, and the stock market doesn't like it. Stock market's been going down ever since these signs are coming out because the Federal Reserve says we're going to keep interest rates at zero, and we're going to keep pouring money into the economy, $120 billion a month, even if there is more inflation. And so that's kind of freaking out investors a little bit, because we've been in this kind of ideal sweet spot where we had low inflation, we had good earnings, we had low interest rates, and the economy was reopening, so that's why the stock market was hitting all-time highs. Now maybe interest rates are going to be rising further. And other hard assets are going up, not only commodities, but gold has started to pick up again, as has Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the new gold, and Bitcoin's back up to 55,000 or thereabouts. That's a place that people in the past would have gone to gold, they're now going to Bitcoin. So that's the cryptocurrency that is got some store value and I think is going to work. I would not put all your money into Dogecoin, and as you probably did just before Elon Musk trashed it.
Right, exactly. Boy, they were happy to hear that, weren't they?
So Dogecoin is a complete joke. Okay?
Yes.
It has no purpose whatsoever. It started off at 1 cent about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It got up to 72 cents on Friday before Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live hustle.
Right.
And it went from 72 cents to 35 cents instantly. This is wild speculative froth, I guess you might say. So I would not put your money into Dogecoin, but I think having some in Bitcoin makes some sense.
Well, leave it to Elon Musk. He's been known that way. I mean, this is the way he was. He's always been. So it's not like he's been the most popular kid in school, right?
Well, he's quite popular. I mean, people love him. He's a god, actually. And he was promoting Bitcoin. In fact, you can now buy a Tesla car.
Yes,
with roughly one Bitcoin. Bitcoin is 55,000. You know, you actually get a little change if you give them Bitcoin for a car.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was a dealer in, I think I mentioned to you in Chicago, Mercedes dealer that was taking Bitcoin as well. So this is starting to become more and more acceptable. And so good for them. We'll see what happens, especially with all this crazy stuff that's going on and these the brain trusts there that are controlling the economic levers of our country, because they're just geniuses. I mean,
well, they're printing a lot of money and they're borrowing a lot of money, and that is devaluing the currency. Right? When you print money, I mean, we're already up to $120 billion a month. We've been doing this for several years, as have the other central banks around the world. The European Central Bank, the Japanese, the Indian, the Chinese, all these central banks are just pouring made-up money out of thin air. And then you're borrowing on top of that. I mean, we're currently at about $29 trillion deficit. We had the $1.9 trillion recovery bill, I guess you might say, Stimulus Act. And now we're talking about $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill and another $1.5 trillion American Family Act on top of that. Mm-hmm. All this money is borrowed. We don't have any of this in the bank at all. And that is going to devalue the currency.
And you had $6 trillion of quantitative easing during the Obama years. So what are we coming to? Are we going to come to a global jubilee year where all debts are forgiven because there's no way anybody's going to be able to pay all this back?
Well, you're right. Nobody's ever going to be able to pay it back. But I don't think it's going to be forgiven either. Now, some may be forgiven. They're talking about forgiving $50,000 in student loans, for example.
Oh, yeah.
But what does that tell
you? That's a long way from $100 trillion.
It's a start. But, I mean, what does that tell you to the people who did pay the student loans back
in a responsible way?
Yeah. They're the ones who are the suckers in this whole thing.
Well, yeah.
But there's a lot of debt. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is this could be the beginning of a long-term inflationary cycle we have not had for decades, really since the late 70s.
Well, we're getting a little tune-up, you know, for the early 70s, you know, with all the cars in line. It's,
right.
You know, 1973, one more time here in America.
Yeah, but this was done by ourselves. Well, I could say the Russians did it was not an oil embargo from the Arabs in this case.
Right.
But yes, the whole supply chain is very, very disrupted. Car companies are closing down factories because they can't get the chips they need.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who ordered a refrigerator in January, and they still haven't gotten it now in May.
Yeah,
somebody ordered a bicycle the other day and said the first time they're going to be able to get it is November.
Wow. That's
very
incredible.
Very, very disruptive supply chain.
Well, yeah, can you imagine? I mean, what this is doing, like you say, the supply chain, you know, you're seeing shelves. My daughter's in Hawaii, and things that were readily available in Costco, not so readily.
Correct. So that causes prices to go up. When you have less supply,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all this demand from all this money that's being printed and borrowed, mm-hmm. that's what creates inflation, and that's where you're starting to see it. And the markets are very, very sensitive to this, mm-hmm. and that's why the markets are getting wobbly, because they don't like hyperinflation. They're okay with like 2%, but starts getting 4, 5, 6, then that's going to really change.
It starts running away. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, the chickens in Kauai are getting nervous.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen.
They could be on a stick pretty soon because you just can't find food. And but there's plenty of chickens out there because they don't let the mongoose run wild in Kauai. So get ready for the latest explosion that's going to go on there. Well, Jordan, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time. I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
Jordan Goodman, the one and only America Money Answers man right here, and we're lucky to have him. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Hey, will you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and here comes trouble. Dr. Greg Smalley is back with us. I only say that because every time we get together, he and I end up getting put on timeout by our wives, so we've got to be real careful. What we're talking about.
So true.
Uh-huh. I mean, hey, all we did was just be honest,
right.
And, you know, so forgive me, you know, so it's,
right.
It's all good. But we still love you no matter what, right? He's the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Hey, it's good to I've missed you. I want you to know that, because they had teased me a couple times and said that we're going to be able to, you know, get together, and it was just a tease, so here we are. So I'm delighted to have a chance to talk to you, so we'll try and stay out of trouble.
Being on with you. I love our conversation.
You got it. Hey, I want to talk about purity. Wow. You know, this is something that has come up recently in my devotion, so the timing of this conversation is just perfect. You know, because the whole idea of purity is, can be so aspirational.
Yeah.
But, you know, what we have to be careful about is that we don't make purity into a works type of thing. And I think we experienced that, as you've written about, in the 90s, you know, when we went through this, you know, purity purge, purity culture, you know, kind of tsunami that swept amongst. I remember my daughter even had, you know, she got involved. She, you know, we got her a purity ring, you know, pledges,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, all this stuff that, you know, came into, you know, the Christian, you know, culture. And, you know, how'd that work for you?
Yeah. I had seen an article written in the New York Times, kind of the flaws of the purity culture movement. So I, you know, it clickbait got me. So as I looked at it, I'm thinking, I can't believe they would say that, and how dare them. And as I read it, I thought, you know what, actually, they're right on.
Exactly.
And it made me kind of think about my own experience, because, you know, I'm a product of the 80s and you know, I made that same pledge. I remember signing the pledge, and
right.
I failed. I did not walk into my marriage with that purity. And So I always want to say to people that, one, I stand firmly, unapologetically behind God's desire for sexual purity. So
right.
It's a big deal to God. I believe that sex is reserved for marriage, and so I just want to get that out of the way. So everything
right.
I say is based on that qualifier. Here's what I noticed, the biggest thing. I have four kids, and so I've thought a lot about this. I think part of the challenge around that purity culture movement is that it placed such a single importance on walking into your marriage pure as a virgin. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it placed virginity on the pedestal. Like, that's the greatest gift.
That becomes your God. It becomes your God.
I'm saying, virgin, that's a great thing, honoring God's desire for marriage and sex. That's a fantastic thing. However, that one issue, virginity, is not going to prepare you to stay married for a lifetime. That was part of my challenge, is that we're so many of my Christian friends, so many young people talk about this, that it's like that in our youth groups, that we place such an importance on that one part, an important part, but mm-hmm. that's not what's going to keep us together over a lifetime.
Yes.
And what I've really tried to do with my kids is go 100% God's desires that we keep sex within our marriage. However, when they turn 13, I give them, there's an Irish ring that has kind of the hands, a heart, a crown, because what I wanted to show them is that based on the greatest commandment, heart, soul, mind, and strength, that's what you're fighting to protect, not just simply your body and your purity, but God wants you to protect your emotions, the spiritual part of who you are, your body, your mind. I mean, all that has to be attended to. And if all we're worried about is just making sure that our children are pure when they get married, we have so under-equipped them, ill-equipped them to be successful in life.
Yeah, exactly, because along the way we make mistakes, and what we appreciate, just like you and myself the same way, is that we realize that we serve and love a redeeming God.
Right.
He always wants to bring us back to life and doesn't demand perfection of us just because he's perfect. You know, again, it's aspirational. We want to do right because we love him, and he's made it clear, you know, the deeper we study about him and understand that when we violate these principles, there are consequences. But the thing is, it's really tough, Greg, is when you know, now you're an adult and maybe you start having problems in your marriage, and then all of a sudden that becomes a brick that you throw at the other person. See, if you hadn't violated me, you know, if you hadn't compromised my virginity, we'd be happy, you know?
Right.
And
I agree that there are consequences for those choices. But mm-hmm. I will tell you this, that when couples come in for counseling, part of the problem is that they don't know how to talk about sex. It's like the purity movement was built around the denying and stifling of desires. We didn't talk a lot about that. I think about growing up in my own mm-hmm. family, Gary and Norma Smalley's family. And we didn't talk about sex. We didn't. I wasn't equipped walking in. So all I'm saying is, with my kids, I want them to know that purity, that saving your body for marriage is a part of what God deeply desires for you. But He also wants you to have a deep relationship with Him. He wants you to understand how to manage your emotions. What does forgiveness mm-hmm. look like? How do we work through conflict? Your mind, how do we deal with lust and temptation? And again, I'm not picking on the purity movement. I'm just reflecting back, going, man, I wish that in those youth group conversations that we would have talked about mm-hmm. that. Because, Bill, you said it, the virginity, the purity, that's aspirational. But that's one
yes.
part. Like, why don't we talk about emotional intelligence as being just mm-hmm. as equally aspirational? Because I'm telling you, the couples that I counsel, that's where they're failing.
Yeah. And the thing is, Greg, what happens, just like you said, we so misunderstand what sex is about.
Right.
And before you know it, it's being exercised as a weapon in a dynamic. And then you go, well, wait a minute, the Bible says that your body is not yours.
Right.
And why are you doing that? It says also, do not defile the wedding bed, the marriage bed.
Right.
Isn't this a defilement? You know, what you're doing here, is it not a defilement of, you know, of the wedding bed? And also, go ahead.
I was disagreeing with you. Sorry.
Yeah. No. It just, you know, again, as we work, because these conversations are needed, and I'm sure that even in your marriage counseling with people, it's almost like you got to take them. Okay, let's open up the Word of God. Let's talk about what was God? Why did God create sex in the beginning? Now, I did say kiddingly, and some people have kind of, you know, laughed, and other people have taken exception by my saying, is that I always get a kick of when Jesus, you know, he was posed the question by the brilliant brainiacs of the time and said, okay, hey, all right, this guy's married to this, this gal's married to this guy, and he dies, and then, you know, seven brothers later, she's gone through all seven brothers.
Right.
Okay, they all die, and she goes, and they go to heaven. Whose wife is she? And Jesus says, well, you have no clue. What are you doing here? Isn't that going to be marriage in heaven? And to me, I go, oh, very funny, God. You know, no marriage in heaven. I mean, we got to deal with it here on earth. We get to heaven, and in order for you to have peace and quiet in heaven, you make sure marriage doesn't happen. Just a joke.
That is a great perspective. I love that.
And so I don't know. It could be demented, but I just don't. You know, it's just like, okay, you know. I go, you're such a kidder, Jesus. Thank you.
And some people are really bothered by the fact that they won't be married in heaven. And God uses that relationship here on earth to help us become more like Him, to give us this deep, deep connection, a best friend, someone that we can enjoy those deepest levels of connection and intimacy, including sex. And I just want my kids to know. So this is what I've worked hard. Like I failed at maintaining my purity commitments, and that was something that I had to work through, and that Aaron and I had to work through. But I want my kids to know exactly what you said is that is aspirational. But man, we have an amazing God who redeemed me, who restored me. That He's used that to grow me. Aaron and I have gone to counseling. We've worked through that. And so there's always, so for anyone who fails in that area, man, the beautiful part is God is so wonderful to redeem, and we'll be better people because of what He's doing than in our life. But I want my kids to know, man, let's use the greatest commandment, love God and others, heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the aspiration. That's the ring that goes on my daughter's finger. My son and I have talked about it. That's what it's symbolizing. Let's make all four of those parts of who we are aspirational. Let's grow in wisdom and stature in those four areas. And that's how we can be best preparing our young people for marriage.
Yeah, Greg, and this kind of brings a bit of a balance to it, as opposed, and by no means are we saying aspirational. It doesn't reduce the noble or honorable factor of what we're trying to do and what we're committing to, because in the process of understanding how powerful sex is, boy, I'll tell you, when it is in God's will and in God's timing, boy, it can be magnificent. There's nothing better. But when we jump the gun, then, you know, we wake love before its time, as Solomon says. Then we're gonna pay a price for that, and we're gonna lose out. You know,
prepare in other ways so that we come with the best tools to have a great marriage.
Amen. Amen. So keep the lines of communication open. Continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Greg Smalley with Focus on the Family has been with us. Thank you, Greg. God bless.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.